New on Target, Terminal, Chapter 1, Heroes and Legends, Giving It Away. Listen.
Welcome to Points of View. Our guest this afternoon is Keith Waterman, a sociologist and writer who has just published a book called Make Money by Giving It Away, which, despite its rather flippant title, is in fact quite a serious look at philanthropy these days. Keith, perhaps you could tell us about it.
Yes, well, it all began when I was doing some research into respect for authority and the cult of personality, how things in the Western world have changed radically over the last 50 years or so. If you look at the way people in authority are now fair game for any sort of attack by the press...
You mean corruption charges and sex scandals?
Yes, all that used to be forbidden territory.
All swept under the carpet?
Yes. Not anymore, of course.
We no longer look up to our betters the way we used to.
No. Well, it depends how you define betters. It used to be people higher up the social scale than you are, but that idea has gone completely out of the window.
So who are the people we look up to as role models these days?
Basically, they're people who have made a lot of money through their own business acumen or some exceptional talent for doing something. And if you add to that a social conscience...
Like Bill Gates, you mean? Giving all that money to charity?
Yes, exactly. Philanthropists like him are among the most respected people around today.
But you say in the book that philanthropy is not just giving money away.
No, not at all. Take the example of Jeff Skoll. He made a great deal of money.
From eBay, right?
Yes, he was one of its co-founders. As I say, he made a lot of money, which enabled him to set up a film company, which only makes films with a social message.
That's all very well, as long as it's not just some sort of publicity stunt.
Not at all. He keeps a very low profile, so a lot of his philanthropic work simply isn't talked about in the media. And thanks to his fortune, he can promote and finance social entrepreneurship.
Social entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, when I hear words like that, I think to myself, here we are, another buzzword, another bit of meaningless jargon. Adding social to the name of a business isn't going to convince me that a company has a heart of gold. It's just a marketing gimmick.
No, you're wrong there. Social entrepreneurship is about changing things.
Are you telling me it's nothing to do with making money?
No, I'm not saying that. Profit is involved, but it's not the main objective. Look, last year I went to the annual World Forum of Jeff Skoll's foundation. It was packed with business people talking about gaps in the market and business ideas.
Just like any other business conference.
No, the purpose of it all was to analyse how the proposed business ideas could help to lift people out of poverty. Some of the participants were investors who helped finance small and medium-sized businesses in Africa or South America. One company had developed a low-cost pump which was helping millions of farmers in developing countries to irrigate their land.
Oh, come on. Helping them at a price. Even if you sell your product cheaply, you are selling to millions of people. It's just good business sense.
Yes, but the main aim is to develop innovative solutions to bring about social change. Making a profit is a secondary outcome. Skoll agrees he's a capitalist, but says he has two bottom lines. One shows the financial gain, the other the social gain.
So, unlike the normal philanthropist who just gives his money away, Skoll makes it into more.
Yes, exactly.